This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
An auction of one of the world's first Apple computers has just ended. Auction house Christie's sold the Apple I computer, which was first built in 1976. Only 200 were made, and the piece was estimated to be worth as much as $500,000. Not bad for a clunky old keyboard and vintage chips attached to a piece of wood, right? Why was the price so high? To find out, we'll talk to a guy who knows a lot about the brief but rich history of computing. Dag Spicer is the senior curator at the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California. Dag, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what makes the Apple I stand out?
A couple of things. One, it's quite rare. There are only about 30 or 40 of them left, so anything in that quantity is going to be rare and desirable. And then also, of course, it's a critical part of the creation story of Apple Computer.
What strikes you specifically about the actual technology of the Apple I?
Oh. Well, as a computer, the Apple I didn't really do very much. It was really meant for people who wanted to have text up on their screen, but it also had a built-in computer language, so you could actually write some very rudimentary programs for it. But it was a very rudimentary computer geared towards the hobbyists.
Some of these pieces of technology that I'm sure you look at every day must seem kind of weird and strange and different. Are there any, sort of bizarre attributes of any pieces of technology that exist there at the museum that have always, amused you or interested you?
Well, yeah, there's an interesting system we have from the 1950s called SAGE, the Semi-Automatic Ground Environment. And it was built for the United States Air Force by IBM and Western Electric and was essentially a gigantic continental air defense system.
Uh-huh.
And these computer systems actually had built-in ashtrays and cigarette lighters. So I always thought that was kind of interesting.
Is there anything that you covet? Is there anything that you really wish you had if you had $1 million to spend on a piece of computing technology? And if you were to measure IBM, Apple, Microsoft, Dell, Samsung, which of the big tech companies is winning the race when it comes to the number of devices they have in your museum?
Of those companies that you mentioned, I would say IBM is probably quite well represented. Being a history museum, we cover computing going back to the turn of the 20th century. So IBM, of course, is over 100 years old. So they were around back then selling office equipment. And then if I had $1 million, what would I buy? There was a computer system in Australia that we actually did want, and that would have been about that amount of money. So that was also a private collector, and it was an old IBM mainframe from the 1950s.
Aha.
It's probably the only one left, actually.
Dag Spicer is the senior curator at the Computer History Museum. Dag, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.